This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette questioned executives from six major oil companies during a hearing on energy prices Wednesday. DeGette says high gas prices are hitting people's budgets and their patience.
If the price of gas is driven by the global market, why is the price of oil coming down, but the price at the pump is still near record highs?
Oil executives testified they aren't keeping gas prices high. They said prices of crude oil don't always match with gasoline in the short term, and that Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues to destabilize the markets. State lawmakers have approved a bill to require companies like Uber and Lyft to provide more insurance protection. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Under current state law, ride-hailing companies or drivers in Colorado only have to carry liability insurance coverage. Under this new bill, they'd have to also carry insurance that protects both drivers and passengers against damage caused by uninsured motorists. Sponsors say it would help prevent high medical bills for unsuspecting passengers and drivers involved in hit and runs. The bill now goes to Governor Jared Polis. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Workers at another Starbucks in Colorado Springs are hoping to unionize. Organizers filed paperwork with the National Labor Relations Board Wednesday. They're the seventh Starbucks location in the state and the third in Colorado Springs to take steps toward forming a union. The company says it is against the workers' efforts to organize. By late next summer, Colorado Springs could have a new outdoor amphitheater. The Sunset would be an 8,000-seat venue on the city's north side. That's according to the Gazette. Developers hope to begin work in the next few months with a full concert season in 2024. This is CPR News and KRCC.